Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Obi Young, president of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and producer for the studios from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety, and today I'm on the telephone in Orlando, Florida, during the holidays here, and we're talking about some upcoming events that are starting off the year in 2013, and one of the first events that's coming up is the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo down at Sebring, Florida. This is the place to be in January on the 17th through the 20th, 2013, and I've got a special guest today who has a special project that's going on. His name is John Roush. He's the Vice President and Youth Education Coordinator for EAA Chapter 1240. Is that correct, John?
That's correct.
Okay, John, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, where you come from, and then we'll get into what you're doing.
Well, I've been a teacher for over 40 years in various venues, and recently I've been teaching for the last 16 years down at Lake Placid High School in Lake Placid, Florida, and about 10 years ago, maybe 12 now, I can kind of lose track, but we started an aviation education aerospace program down there, and it's just grown, and out of that, some neat things are happening at the Sebring Airport.
Yeah, and one of the big things happened at the Sebring Airport, and we'll get into that, is the grand opening, hopefully, and ceremony for the EAA Chapter 1240 educational facility. I think you're excited about that, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. We were always looking for a way to find a venue to get more kids and adults involved in aviation education and getting some hands-on activities. And what we did a couple years ago, we formed a partnership between the airport, the school board, and our EAA chapter. And out of that partnership, we've been able to get some community support and a significant effort from the Aviation Education Foundation out of Naples with Mr. James Ray. They were able to give us a large chunk of change for us to build an aviation development center right on the flight line at Sebring. And we're looking at, we were hoping to open it up during the expo, but, you know, as contractors go and things happen with buildings, it's going to be about 80% complete. So we're going to hold a inaugural fundraising dinner for our youth aviation activities on Friday the 18th, and that's going to be held at Lockwood Aviation right next door to our facility. And Patty Wagstaff, we all know who she is as far as I kind of describe her as the Michael Phelps of women's aerobatics, but she's going to be our featured speaker on Friday night, and we're going to have a fundraising dinner to support our programs.
Well, it's important that everybody participate in this because you mentioned right up front, you've been working on this about 2 years and you've got some partners. So it was not just John doing this on his own. It wasn't just the chapter doing his own. Your community's involvement and some of your partners. Who else was involved in it as far
well,
as partners?
Absolutely. We, again, the chapter was a driving force, but the airport's been super in regards to its support of what it wants to do. And there's a win-win for them. You know, they're getting more people out to the airport to see what happens. A lot of times, general aviation airports around the country are sometimes the best-held secret in the community, and if people don't know what goes on out there or how it works. In our case, it's a little different. We have one of the world's best racetracks with the Sebring Raceway right next door, and the history of it being a B-17 training base during World War II. But all that aside, people really don't know what's out there. So the airport wanted to get more people out there, and one thing led to another, and we formed this partnership with the airport. Also, the workforce board, the Heartland Workforce Board, was working with us. They had a couple programs early on with the kids. We had grant programs where the kids were learning to work on airplanes. And then most recently, one of our really neat partners stepped up. That's Home Depot, and they're helping us a lot with the construction materials to finish out the inside of the building. Then our construction kids in our construction classes at the three high schools in the county, Lake Placid, one of the classes I teach, and then Avon Park and Sebring, their construction education kids are also going to help out building out the inside. So it's a win-win for everybody.
You know, it's it's funny, as you and I were talking about in preparation for this interview, it's really the grassroots that really make these programs fly. Even though EAA, AOPA, and all the other alphabet groups have large policy programs nationally, but it's really to the individual chapters and the people and the community there that's so, so important here. And that's the reason I feel so strongly about trying to help Sebring with this and get the word out to the community that it is an important. It's their airport. It's their future, their kids' future and all to be involved in it. And everybody needs to get involved, whether they're a pilot or airman or whatever, just to see the community grow and to have a big impact on education for the future.
Well, you know, we realize not everyone's going to be a pilot, but a lot of people have interest in aviation, either historical aviation or current cutting-edge technology, but and everywhere in between. But our idea is to have it be a community resource. And again, the history of that airport is so, so unique in regards to how it began as a B-17 training base. And just to give you a little side story, some of my kids in the aviation class built a display that's now inside the terminal building, and it has a couple B-17 bombers in the configuration that they were using during the training period, and then there's some other aircraft there. And I was setting up the display, and this older gentleman came up, and he was watching what I was doing, and he just casually said, "Yeah, I used to escort those over Germany in a Thunderbolt."
Wow.
So we had a really nice conversation about his involvement in the 8th Air Force and all the things that were going on. But, you know, when kids get to meet somebody like that and they get to have what I call a touchstone and understand that there's so much more than just the initial outer layer of the enthusiasm of aviation. There's so much history. There's so much background. We want to bring that up to the forefront. So this community center is really what it is an opportunity for the community to get involved in aviation. You don't have to be a pilot. You just have an interest in aviation. And we're planning a whole series of activities in that building to bring the public out and have them get involved in what we do. You know, people learn by doing. And that's one of the things as a what used to be called industrial arts, now I'm a career and tech ed teacher. The labels change by the millennium, but
yeah.
You know, the basis of the way people learn is you learn by doing. And that's our philosophy here. We have two airplanes that were donated to us, one through the program called Build a Plane and another one through just our networking. We have two historic aircraft, we call them champs. We have a 1958 Tri-Champ and a 1946 Tail Dragger Champ that the kids are going to be recovering. We have all the material that we need to recover it, and you know, they're going to learn, you know, go from the prop to the tail in how to get this plane back in airworthy condition. And either we'll sell it and buy another project aircraft, but the idea is to keep things going by having kids have a hands-on experience, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you know, it's strange, the parallel, because I've been working with Polk County with their community and John Small there, who is the, and correct me if I'm wrong, he's the ETE, is that the way you call it? The
Career Tech Ed, CTE.
Charlie CTE, Chandler. I knew it was something like that. But anyway, it's a different language, but one of the things we're trying to do is through our downlinks there in Polk County and Polk County Television is to put the word out to the all the schools, all 93,000 kids there, and give them an opportunity. But if the principals don't know that it's happening, and if the teachers don't know it's happening, and the parents don't know it's happening, the word goes out into cyberspace. So that's one of the things we'd like to press forward in. Is it Highlands, the county you're in? Is that correct?
Highlands County, that's correct.
Highlands County. And I know that you were that position there, and we're looking forward to working with you in the future on that. And at the same time, you mentioned a couple of things there. If somebody had an airplane or had something who wanted to help you, regardless what it is, how would they get in touch with you?
The best way is to contact us through our chapter. We have a website. It's called eaa1240.org. Or email me directly, very simple, JHR, the letters JHR, at strato.net. You know, and just let us know what you want to do. We're a 501(c) corporation, our chapter, so we can accept donations and give a nice tax write-off for the person donating it. And it works really well, whether it be an in-kind donation of some sort of hardware or aircraft or a monetary donation. Again, if somebody wants to do this before the first of the year, that's a good thing for this tax year, but at any time is a good thing for us.
And that's the main thing. It's the right thing to do.
We're investing. And when people talk to me about what we're doing, very frankly, I'm saying we're investing in the future because our pilot population is getting older, and it's a little harder than it used to be for you and I to get into aviation. There's so many other opportunities or so many other things people get involved with, but there's a strong interest in aviation, but how do you do it? The days of going out there and washing an airplane for some flight time isn't as easy as it used to be.
Ron, if you would, give me your email address again one more time,
sure.
A little bit slower. I don't think real fast, and I don't talk real fast, so if you would give me your email information one more time.
It's J, letter J, H-R, at Strato, S-T-R-A-T-O, .net.
Okay, and if you're interested in working with the people out at Sebring and the chapter with the EA chapter at 1240, and the big event that's coming up is the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo on the 17th to the 20th, and there's a lot of big happenings and going on that we'll be talking about after this break in just a few minutes.
Let's rejoin O.B. Young and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Hello, this is O.B. Young again with Managing Safety, and once again we're talking with John Roush, and he's at Sebring, Florida,
yes,
and the home of the large U.S. Sport Aviation Expo, and he's working with Chapter 1240, and they've got big activities going on. Grand opening, so to speak, there during the event. And John, let's review once again a little bit about the grand opening. What time is it? Where is it? How do people get involved?
Well, we're hosting a fundraising dinner for our youth aviation programs, and that's going to be held on Friday night, the 18th, at Lockwood Aviation, which is a building right next to our Aviation Development Center, which is under construction. And the idea is that the funds from that program will go ahead and support our youth programs in that building. Now, we're very fortunate to have Patty Wagstaff be our featured speaker, and I'm really excited to have her there. She's one of the, so to speak, native sons of Florida. She lives up in Jacksonville. And, one of the things that's interesting about Patty, we all know her accomplishments in aerobatic competition, but recently she's been flying for California Fire, working with the Air Boss on wildfires and dropping the stuff on fires through the tankers. And that whole thing that she's been involved in is a new chapter in her life, and she's excited about sharing that, and it's very, very fascinating. But we're very, very happy to have her. She's also doing two aerobatic routines at twilight at the expo Friday and Saturday, so that's a real treat to see her do that too. So again, she's going to be our featured speaker, and people will have a chance to interact with her and ask questions and meet her and that sort of thing.
And this is going to be on Friday, the 18th of January at Lockwood Aviation. And if they want information about it, they can contact you at your website or perhaps call to Lockwood Aviation. Is that a fair thing?
Well, I think probably the easiest way is either email me, or you can go online for the expo website and buy your tickets right there.
Oh, okay. And do you have that expo website?
Yes, I do. It's
okay.
It's kind of a long one, but it's www.sport-aviation-expo.com. So it's www.sport-aviation-expo.com.
And they can get their tickets right there online then.
Yeah, and the tickets are $50 a person for the dinner. Or you can take a table sponsorship for $500 or whatever. But the neat thing is we have a championship barbecue team, Everglades Barbecue, cooking for us, which is a a award-winning program. So we're going to have brisket and Cornish hen and some other things. It's going to be a fantastic dinner.
Oh, great. And let me see. Once again, this is Friday night, the 18th, at Lockwood Aviation at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo. Now, let's go back to the building. This is about a 4,200 square feet building.
It's
on the ramp, and it's right next to Lockwood Aviation. What's the purpose of this building again?
Well, it's a community. We look at it as a community center for aviation education, aviation development. Our primary goal in our chapter is youth aviation education, but we're looking at the full range. You know, the EAA now has a new program called Eagle Flights, where we take adults up and get them involved in aviation. Of course, the Young Eagles program has been in effect for over 20 years, and we've flown hundreds of kids through that program. But our whole purpose of that building, we have inside a 20 by 70 area that will have a classroom, you know, a clean room for engine work, a kitchen, bathrooms, lounge, that sort of thing. So it's going to be a first-class facility. And then a 40 by 70 area that's going to be a hangar space for us to work on our project aircraft. So it's going to be quite a good resource. And the other nice thing is we have two FAA repair facilities right next door, Lockwood and Carter Aircraft. So, I mean, we've got all the resources we need to have a really dynamic program.
And those are going to be very important in the upcoming stories that you're going to be sharing with us in the future, I'm sure. One of the things that you're doing, I think you said you have some activities during the year. We have Young Eagle flights you've mentioned, yeah. And I guess older person flights. The term for that, again, is what now?
Eagle flights.
And right, I think and you mentioned something about some breakfast the second Saturday or something like that. What is?
We have a fly-in pancake breakfast, drive-in pancake breakfast every second Saturday at the airport. And
so they don't have to just come out in January the 17th to the 20th to the expo. Oh. The second Saturday throughout the year, I guess, they can drive out there or fly in out there and rub elbows with other pilots and people who have like interest in aviation. Is that correct?
That's very correct, yep.
Okay, and that's, once again, conducted by EAA Chapter 1240.
That's correct.
And of course, EAA is Experimental Aircraft Association Chapter, which is an international organization of which this is one of the chapters here in the state of Florida, down at Sebring, Florida. And we've been talking with John Roush with the EAA down in Sebring, and we're looking forward, John, to the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo and to the grand opening and dedication of the center there for education. And we know that you're looking forward to it, too, and hope to see you down there in just a couple of weeks.
Well, we're looking forward, Obi, and we appreciate the opportunity to share the word. And, again, if anybody wants to get involved or get a hold of us or have any questions, just email me and we'll go on from there.
Okay, one more time with your email.
Okay, it's Juliet Hotel Romeo, JHR, at Strato, STRATO, .net.
Okay, thanks so much, John. Best of luck for y'all. Blue skies and tailwinds always. Everybody, this is Obi Young with Managing Safety. See you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.